Good afternoon. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. A swine facility in north central Montana has been infected with SVV, a virus of the same viral family as the foot and mouth disease. Because the symptoms are so similar, those with vesicles are investigated to rule out foreign animal disease. After three-week-old weanlings were diagnosed with SVV, in an attempt to provide immunity to the sows, the facility fed the sow herd intestinal homogenate from the diseased piglets. After a few days, the sows developed vesicles on their snout and feet. They also became stiff and feverish and did not eat well. The sows and piglets were tested for the African swine fever, foot and mouth disease, and the classical swine fever, which all were negative, but did test positive for SVV, aka Seneca Valley virus. Montana Fish and Wildlife Parks captured 122 female elk south of Butte to test for brucellosis. The Highland Mountains area is part of the surveillance project area. All 122 tested negative, which gave the Department of Livestock confidence that there is no risk of infection from wildlife currently, and that the surveillance area is doing its job.
I've learned that weekly trips to the therapist aren't the only way to improve my mental well-being. Get outside. Incorporate a walk into your day that isn't just to the shop or the tractor. Make time to relax and decompress. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is take a few minutes to relax and clear your thoughts. Limit your alcohol use. Excessive alcohol consumption can worsen the effects of stress. For more tools, head to beyondtheweather.com.
Waiting for opportunity to find the right insurance? Whether you're looking for a lower rate, in the market for a new home, a business owner, or just looking for a local agent with experience and a proven track record of success, there's no better time than now to talk about your opportunities. Contact your local Mountain West Farm Bureau insurance agent or visit online at MWFBI.com. Earning trust every day for 75 years. Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance.
The Western Landowners Alliance is hosting a webinar on April 24th to talk about the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program in terms of who is applicable, how to apply, and how the program works. To give a rough overview, the FSA contracts with producers and landowners to protect grassland while maintaining the areas of grazing lands. A few of those that will be on the panel include Patrick Lewis, the program manager, NRCS's Katrina Thompson, and Wyoming landowner and CEO of the Ensign Group, Chris Robinson. This weekend, Northern Ag Network's Coulter Brown is headed to Lewistown to MC the Montana Lamb Jam. Four top Montana chefs will prepare lamb dishes and attendees will vote on their favorite dish. Montana Wool Growers and American Lamb Board host this event to celebrate the versatility and exciting flavors of Montana-raised lamb. Make sure to attend. It's open to the public. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.